Good afternoon from West 8th Street, New York Aquarium. On the update this Saturday, just in time for the Memorial Day weekend, the governor has dropped the state's absolute ban on gatherings of any size, issuing an executive order saying up to 10 people are allowed to be together as long as they abide by the social distancing guidelines. Meanwhile, at the city beaches, visitors will be allowed to wade and go ankle deep in the water, and surfers will be permitted, but the water is not for swimming. We'll have the latest details. In other news, a Long Island man that was suspected of fatally stabbing his father in a live Zoom call confessed to the caught-on-camera killing after police found him trying to wash blood off his body with Dr. Pepper. When you oversee 19 sports stations, radio programming is a daily challenge. And during a pandemic, it can become like throwing a no-hitter, scoring a hat-trick, and winning a NASCAR race all in one. Just act serious. XM's is senior vice president for sports. And while most of California is taking another step forward to partially reopen in time for the Memorial Day weekend, Los Angeles County didn't join the party. The nation's most populous county is not looking to reopen more widely until the next summer holiday, July 4th. This is the update, Saturday, May the 23rd, 2020.
Did you miss a live edition?
This is the update with Brandon Julian, reporting tonight on the road.
Whoops, slip of the finger there, and a very pleasant Saturday to you. Brandon Julian, the host of the Update Podcast, exclusive also on the WKRB Mixcloud channel. Today, we are at... on the Coney Island Beach near the New York Aquarium, which of course is closed along with the other zoos and other things in the city. Since Saturday was a rainout day, we are recording today's Saturday show on Sunday. Yes, I know it's rather weird, but we said we would record the previous day's show the next day, weather permitting, and that's the situation where we are at now. It is a beautiful day out here. Lots of people are enjoying the beach, the sunshine. There are some people near the water, people flying kites and whatnot. But I digress. We have a lot of news to get to, I should say, this Saturday, including the latest coronavirus developments. We're going to begin with what the governor had to say, and he's given New Yorkers an unexpected reprieve from cabin fever by easing the state's ban on gatherings just in time for this Memorial Day weekend. The governor signed an executive order late yesterday, allowing people to assemble in groups of 10 or fewer if they maintain social distancing or wear masks when they can't. The city beaches are also open this weekend. Beach visitors, they'll be permitted to wade and go ankle deep in the water, and surfers will be permitted, but the water, quote, is not for swimming. Masks, of course, must also still be worn when social distancing is impossible. The mayor said that the swimming ban is to curb the spread of the virus by keeping people off of public transportation. Speaking of that order, dropping an absolute ban on gatherings of any size, the order is representing one of the biggest steps yet that the state has taken to loosen the rules that were adopted in March that barred anyone but essential workers from getting together unless they live in the same household. People assembling will still be required to stay 6 feet away from others and wear a mask in public when social distancing isn't possible. There are more than 4,500 recovering virus patients that were sent to the state's already vulnerable nursing homes under a controversial state directive that was ultimately scrapped amid the criticisms that it was possibly accelerating the outbreaks. We've been talking about this all week long. This is according to an Associated Press tally that was conducted after the state declined to release its own survey. But whatever the full number may be, the March 25th order requiring nursing homes to take recovering COVID-19 patients from hospitals has become a thorny political issue for the governor, who abruptly reversed the policy on May 10th. New York, of course, still leads the nation in nursing home deaths with about 5,700. In Washington, the Federal Bureau of Prisons are going to to begin moving about 6,800 inmates from local detention centers across the U.S. after severely curtailing inmate movement for several months. Officials said back on Friday that the inmates have been held at local detention facilities and will be sent to one of three designated quarantine sites or to a Bureau of Prisons detention center. Bureau of Prisons Director Michael Carvalho said that expanded testing capacity will help mitigate the spread of the virus in the federal prison system. The Bureau said that it has worked to decrease internal movement of inmates by about 90% as compared to this time last year. There are digital fundraising campaigns, GoFundMe pages for Medicare, and even strong signs in apartment elevator banks offering help grocery shopping. People, of course, are reaching out to help others during this pandemic, and some say that it's helping them regain a sense of control in their lives. While traditional philanthropy appears to be experiencing a precipitous drop in donations, individuals often say that volunteering has helped starve off depression. And psychologists say that science backs it up. Helping others really does make you feel better. Earlier this week, the governor made his decision on summer school, and he said in the state of New York, summer school will be conducted remotely, citing the risks of returning children to the classroom. The governor said on Thursday that it's still too early to make a decision about the fall semester. School buildings in New York, of course, have been closed since March. The governor says it's still unclear how to keep students safe from infection in classrooms and on buses. He also mentioned increasing awareness about a syndrome affecting children that is thought to be linked to COVID-19. Pediatric multisystem inflammatory syndrome affects blood vessels and organs and has symptoms including prolonged fever, abdominal pain, and vomiting. Across the river from us in Jersey City, when Chef Kwan Khan died from the virus at the age of 76, he left behind his wife, three children, seven grandchildren, and a legacy of connections. His daughter, Sabila Khan, says her father spent years trying to help other Pakistani immigrants living in Jersey City, just across the Hudson River from us here in New York City. Khan hosted events on how to apply for driver's licenses and encouraged dialogue between communities of different faiths and cultures after the 9/11 attacks. Since his death last month, Sabila Khan says that she's taken comfort from people who told their stories about how her father impacted their lives. And authorities say that a Chinese man who tried to get $20 million in federal aid for distressed businesses falsely claimed that he represented New York State in trying to procure COVID-19 tests and other PPEs. The FBI and federal prosecutors say Miu Trama claimed that he was paying millions of dollars to hundreds of workers before his arrest on Thursday. But they say that he was only his true employee, working out of his posh Manhattan condominium. Manhattan U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman has called the alleged crimes audacious and callous. An email seeking comment was sent to Maz's lawyer, who told a magistrate judge that her client has no criminal history. He was denied bail, however, after prosecutors said that he was a flight risk. There is other news of this Saturday to address, and we will address those on the Update with Brandon Julian OTR podcast exclusive, also on the WKRB Mixcloud channel, returns in just 30 seconds.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. Some of the other news of this Saturday. On Long Island, a man that was suspected of fatally stabbing his father on a live Zoom call confessed to the caught-on-camera killing after police found him trying to wash blood off his body with Dr. Pepper. That's according to what prosecutors said yesterday. 32-year-old Thomas Scully Powers was arraigned via video and ordered jailed without bail after pleading not guilty to a murder charge in the attack on Thursday that left 72-year-old Dwight Powers nearly decapitated as horrified call participants scrambled to dial 911. And authorities that are investigating the long-running mystery of skeletal remains strewn along a suburban beach highway say that they've identified the remains of one of the women using DNA technology. Suffolk County Police said yesterday that they would soon post information about the woman, known as Jane Doe Number 6, to a website that the department created about the case. Police officials declined to provide more specific information about when the announcement would be made. The previously identified woman's remains were found a decade apart in two areas of Long Island. Time for us to step aside for a moment. When we return on the update this Saturday from near the New York Aquarium, we'll help you get around with the MTA Essential Service Plan. We're going to talk some sports and talk about how when you oversee 19 sports stations, radio programming is a daily challenge. But during a pandemic, it can become like throwing a no-hitter, scoring a hat-trick, and winning a NASCAR race all at the same time. Zach Sirius XM's the Senior Vice President for Sports. We'll talk about what happened on this day in history, and then we will address the latest in national news, including how most of California is taking another step toward partially reopening in time for Memorial Day weekend. Los Angeles County isn't joining the party. We'll address that and more when the update with Brandon Julian OTR podcast exclusive, also on the WKRB Mixcloud channel, returns in just a moment.
News for New Yorkers who never stop moving. You're listening to The Update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
Hi, Cat. Emma wants to know, what is the census?
The census is a special time when we count every single person in the country.
Do kids and babies count, too?
Of course. Counting everyone in your home helps support your neighborhood by funding schools, hospitals, and more. So complete the census by calling, going online, or returning your form by mail. It's totally private.
Visit 2020census.gov and...
Make your family count!
Brought to you by Carnegie Corporation of New York and the Ad Council.
You notice lately how empty everything is? Empty streets, empty stores, empty schools. But I'm trying to change these empty times by being full of gratitude. Gratitude means saying thanks to the garbage collector, the medical providers, and all those who are helping every day. Things may appear empty around us, but when we're filled with gratitude, nothing is completely empty inside us. Gratitude is in you. From PassItOn.com.
From New York City, doing business in the same location since 1904, this is The Update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
Keeping an eye on the roads, the rails, and the skies, it's time for traffic and weather together.
Because the MTA is running an essential service plan for essential employees only, service on most lines will be running a frequency of at least every 10 to 30 minutes. Also, there is no scheduled service on the B, Grand Central Shuttle, W, and Z trains. For alternate service, you can use the 7, C, D, J, N, Q, or R trains. As a reminder, the subway is closed every night from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. for disinfecting and deep cleaning of trains and stations. There will be increased bus service in this time, including free express bus service. For alternate ways to get around, visit mta.info/overnight.
Now, with the latest scores and highlights, it's time for the Sports Update.
Let us talk some sports on this Saturday. Out west in Phoenix, basketball has been put on hold as the pandemic is sweeping across Native American reservations. Reservations across the southwest U.S. have been among the hardest hit by COVID-19 and have some of the highest numbers of positive tests per capita in the country. The pandemic has led to curfews and shutdowns as Native Americans are trying to fight off the virus. The typical go-to places for basketball have been shuttered, robbing Native Americans of an outlet that is woven into their way of life. And when you oversee 19 sports stations, radio programming is a daily challenge. And during a pandemic, it can become like throwing a no-hitter, scoring a hat trick, and winning a NASCAR race all in one. Just ask Steve Cohen. He's SiriusXM's senior vice president for sports. His company broadcasts everything from baseball to hockey to soccer to football to golf to, well, you get the general idea. Cohen has been in sports broadcasting for more than 3 decades. He and his team had to devise plans for the 19 sports channels that SiriusXM Radio produces. Says Cohen, quote, "We were totally reinventing how we do things, just like myself." When we return on the update this Saturday from near the New York Aquarium, we will address what happened on this day in history. And then we will address the latest national news, including how overseas in Pakistan, one of the two survivors of the plane crash near Karachi said that the flight proceeded normally until its descent when there was a sudden jolt. We will address that and more with an update with Brandon Julian, OTR, podcast exclusive, also on the WKB Mixcloud channel, returns in just a moment.
Keep it tuned in to WKRB. The update returns in a moment.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. It's up to you. So what are you going to do? You're going to go grocery shopping, cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments. Don't you forget about the pharmacy. I know you won't, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. This is your time to show the world, your family, and yourself that you're tougher than tough. Now go out there and be the best caregiver this world has ever seen. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
From New York City, it's after 10 a.m. Do you know where your boyfriend is? This is the update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
Welcome back to the update, Brandon Julian, OTR, podcast exclusive, also on the WKRB Mixcloud channel. Today, from near the closed doors of the New York Aquarium, where, of course, all the aquariums, zoos, etc., they have been shuttered for a while now because of this pandemic. Because of the rain out on Saturdays, we said before, we're recording Saturday's episode on Sunday. Feels a bit odd doing that, but we will catch up with as many episodes as we have to do in this format, because this is not exactly a thing where you can afford to take your foot off the gas pedal, even if you are forced to stay inside because of the rain. Regardless of the fact, it's a very busy day along the boardwalk here, many people in masks, some of them with no masks, people are flying kites. Some of the food eateries along the boardwalk, further down in Coney Island near Luna Park, that's where we'll be tomorrow, some of the eateries are open, like Nathan's Famous and such, but none of the attractions and rides are open just yet, and they probably won't be for a while. Oh man, the sand and water is so inviting. I feel like I need to take another beach day soon, and I'm sure I will. Regardless, let's talk about what happened on this day in history for this May the 23rd. The highlight of his day came in 1984, when Surgeon General C. Everett Koop issued a report saying there was, quote, "very solid evidence linking cigarette smoke to lung disease in non-smokers." In 1814, a third version of Beethoven's only opera, Fidelio, had its world premiere in Vienna. In 1911, the newly completed New York Public Library was dedicated by President William Howard Taft, Governor John Alden Dix, and Mayor William J. Gaynor. In 1915, Italy declared war on Austria-Hungary during World War I. In 1934, bank robbers Clyde Barrow and Bonnie Parker were shot to death in a police ambush in Bienville Parish, Louisiana. In 1939, the Navy submarine USS Squalus sank during a test dive off the New England coast. 32 members and one civilian were rescued, but 26 others died. The sub was salvaged and recommissioned the USS Sailfish. In 1944, during World War II, Allied forces bogged down in Anzio began a major breakout offensive. In 1945, Nazi official Heinrich Himmler committed suicide by biting into a cyanide capsule while in British custody in Lundberg, Germany. In 1967, Egypt closed off the Straits of Tehran to Israeli shipping, an action which helped precipitate war between Israel and its Arab neighbors the following month. In 1977, Moluccan extremists seized a train in a primary school in the Netherlands. The hostage drama ended on June 11th as Dutch Marines stormed the train, resulting in the deaths of 6 out of 9 hijackers and 2 hostages, while the school siege ended peacefully. In 1984, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, starring Harrison Ford, was released by Paramount Pictures. In 2001, the Senate passed an 11-year, $1.35 trillion tax cut bill. And in 2007, President George W. Bush, speaking at the U.S. Coast Guard commencement, portrayed the Iraq War as a battle between the U.S. and Al-Qaeda, and said that Osama bin Laden was setting up a terrorist cell in Iraq to strike targets in America. When we return on the update this Saturday from the New York Aquarium, we will address the latest national news, including how in San Francisco, a fire broke out before dawn and Fisherman's Wharf and destroyed a warehouse. We'll address that and more when the update with Brandon Julian, OTR, podcast exclusive also on the WKRB Mixcloud channel, returns in just a moment.
News for New Yorkers who never stop moving. You're listening to The Update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pass it on.
Now's the time to stay apart. Social distancing. But I'm adding something else. Pull together. What's pulling together while we're staying apart? It's calling family to check in on them. It's waving to your neighbor. It's the things we should have been doing all along. And when this tragedy passes and we're able to come together, we'll be stronger than ever because we've already pulled together. Stay apart. Pull together.
Pass it on.
From PassItOn.com.
Listen to us on Mixcloud to learn more about the stories that matter to you. And did you miss out on any episode of The Update? Listen to us anytime at Mixcloud.com/the WKRB update.
Welcome back to The Update with Brandon Julian, OTR, podcast exclusive, also on the WKRB Mixcloud channel. Today's road stop over at the New York Aquarium, or I should say the closed New York Aquarium. We are on the Reelman Boardwalk near Coney Island Beach, near the closed doors of the New York Aquarium. Let's address the latest national news this Saturday. We'll begin out west in Los Angeles, where while most of California took another step forward to partially reopen in time for this Memorial Day weekend, Los Angeles County was one of the few that didn't join the party. The nation's most populous county is not looking to reopen more widely until the next summer holiday, July 4th. That's because the number of cases has grown at a pace that leaves it unable to meet even the new relaxed relaxed state standards for allowing additional businesses and recreational activities. The main reasons are a large nursing home population that has accounted for a disproportionate number of cases and deaths, and dense neighborhoods of poor people that are more at risk of exposure. Overseas, in Karachi, Pakistan, one of the two survivors of that plane crash near Karachi said that the flight proceeded normally until its descent, when there was a sudden jolt. The pilot warned that the landing would be, quote, troublesome. Moments later, the plane slammed into a crowded neighborhood on the edge of the international airport. Authorities say that yesterday's crash killed 97 people, all of them passengers and crew members, and injured 8 people on the ground. The plane was carrying people returning home for Eid al-Fitr, a major holiday marking the end of the holy month of Ramadan. Back here in the States, out west in San Francisco, a fire broke out before dawn on San Francisco's Fisherman's Wharf and destroyed a warehouse. Fire officials said that no injuries were reported early this morning, and that firefighters are making multiple searches to make sure that no one was inside the building on Pier 45. They said that the warehouse is typically unoccupied at night. The fire tore through the warehouse, sending thick smoke over the waterfront and causing its walls to collapse. At one point, it threatened to spread to a historic World War II-era ship that docks by Pier 45, but officials said that firefighters successfully saved the vessel. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. And finally, down in Orlando, in Florida, even before the pandemic, switching to the 2020 census, people living in the rural communities and on tribal lands were among the toughest to count in this year's census. The U.S. Census Bureau is suspending work this spring, pushed those efforts even further behind. And that concerns advocates in rural America and Indian country. Alaska, West Virginia, New Mexico, and other states with large rural populations are lagging behind the rest of the nation in answering the once-a-decade questionnaire. Those states have the largest concentration of households that rely on getting the forms from visiting census workers. Ultimately, it could cost them congressional seats and federal funding for highways, schools, and health care. Our thought for today is from a Swiss proverb. Our thought for today is, sometimes you have to be silent in order to be heard. I'll let you guys ponder on that, as we say in the words of Walter Cronkite, that is the way it is. Saturday, May the 23rd, 2020. That is the update on this Saturday from the New York Aquarium. I'm Brandon Julian. We appreciate you joining us. And in the words of Roger Grimsby and Bill Butel, hoping that your news is good news, I thank you very much for joining me. Good luck. Be safe. Be well. Tomorrow, we are nearby near the closed Luna Park in Coney Island, near the famed Wonder Wheel. Monday, we are off for Memorial Day. We will have a rebroadcast of our WKRB days. And then Tuesday, we start our Staten Island series. We got a jam-packed week. Hope you can join me back here tomorrow over near the Wonder Wheel.